Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Friday morning. Let me say hello to all my friends. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Let me say hello to everybody out there listening. We appreciate you so much. If you're listening live, it is early. You are what's called an EML, an early morning listener. We are also early morningers. All of us EMLs, we're in this together. Also, let me say, if you're listening on the podcast, well, good for you. You didn't wake up early. Good for you. So, yeah, we're here. I do want to talk about this story here. A woman secretly fattened up bridesmaids for the wedding. Amy, you know about the story, right?
Yeah, so she has some bridesmaids. Obviously, she wants to be the one that shines the day of her wedding.
I love this story. Let me just pause this for a second and say I love this story so much because it's even if I would never do this, but all humans are thinking about something like this. But I can't believe she actually went through with it. Go ahead.
Okay, so she thought if she made them look bigger, she would look skinnier in the photos. And then also the day of, she would just look better, you know?
That's so crazy.
And so her bridesmaids also happen to be her sisters. And so she would make them breakfast every morning and she would serve them smoothies. And they would think like, oh yeah, I'm getting this healthy smoothie. But I mean, she was loading it up with fat. And like, she got this like mega weight gain protein powder from
that's
like,
so crazy to me, you know, mega weight gain, and you're secretly putting it in somebody's smoothie.
Like something that a bodybuilder that's working out like a bajillion hours a day and lifting heavy weights would use this stuff, and you know, for major gains. And she was feeding it to her sisters in a smoothie.
I take it back. Normal humans don't want to do this. I thought for a minute, everybody wants to look in a picture like you want to look good and the best. I just can't imagine sneaking super weight gain into anybody's smoothie.
Mm-mm. No way. How awful.
Didn't you move your wedding, Amy?
Yeah, for my sister so that she wouldn't look, you know, she would say she was pregnant. So she didn't want to look like waddling down the aisle and look heavy in all the photos because she would feel like she'd have to explain to everybody, I'm 9 months pregnant here, you know. But so we were going to get married in May. But yeah, that was her around her due date. So she asked us or came up with the brilliant idea of getting married on New Year's Eve and presented this whole case as to why it would be amazing, which basically centered around she wouldn't be as heavy in December as she would be in May. And I moved it because I didn't want her waddling down the aisle. And I also didn't want her going into labor. So that made sense.
Look at you.
I know. See, some sisters.
Amy the Saint, always.
Care about their sisters.
Right. That's
but
right.
I mean, I did laugh out loud when I saw that the sister did that.
If I'm in her bride's party, I'm out of my skull right now going, I cannot believe you did this. Well, listen, we're here Friday. I'll tell you what. Well, go ahead.
I heard a big gasp.
Because, I mean, I'm just thinking about these four sisters. They think they're being healthy. And then, like, even legit, like, the day of the wedding or the week that it rolled around, they had to get their dresses altered because they weren't fitting.
Cruel. That's cruel.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, I hear you just ordered straight tequila the other night.
Yeah, well, my friend Kelly taught me that tequila is an upper. Because, you know, yeah. It's like it's the one alcohol that will not bring you down and be happy. So if like you're going to have just one or two, like why not stay up and be happy? And it's just cleaner if you order it neat and add water and a little bit of lemon so you don't have any calories.
People were just surprised that you went up to the bar and ordered a straight tequila.
Yeah, straight tequila. And plus, I love the song, you know. Straight I really feel like that song makes me want to drink tequila, too.
Which one? Tequila Makes Her Clothes Come Off or Straight Tequila Night?
No.
On the street.
What? Dan and Shay Tequila.
Oh, Tequila Tequila. Oh, you know.
Three different songs.
I really feel like my tequila, I just love this song. And then, yeah, my friend Kelly telling me that ever since I've been like, okay, well, I try to be healthy. Like, I don't want to have crazy calories. And I would rather be happy than sad.
So around the room, what's your drink?
Right now, tequila neat.
Neat. I don't know what that means.
That means, I know, I had to learn it too.
What does it mean?
It means no ice. Oh, if okay. You want ice, you say tequila on the rocks.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But tequila neat, no ice. Lemon on the side, please, because I don't want that lemon floating in my drink because it's dirty.
It's dirty. Lunchbox, what you drink?
I love tequila, beer, vodka, alcohol.
Your drink, though.
I just name you. Oh, wow. Order me something, I'll drink it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You'll just take alcohol.
Yeah, I'll take alcohol.
Okay.
I'll take alcohol.
Whatever
please.
You want.
Okay, wine cooler?
It didn't matter to him.
Okay. What about you, Bobby?
The Shirley Temple.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and people always laugh at me. And so I'll go, I'll take a Shirley Temple. I'm like, no.
Well, I ordered that a lot when I was a kid, but.
Yeah, I wish they had a man name for it,
mm-hmm.
though. You know, like the bench press or something. It should be like something a little, yeah. little more manly.
Squats a little, with a side of.
A little stronger. A little football bench press fart, you know? I'll take one of those, please.
Ew,
Just something super manly. Because here's how it goes. Like, because I don't drink. So I go up to the bar and I'm like, hey, do you have a grenadine? And they go, no. Oh, do you have cherry juice? And then now we've entered this conversation. It's a vortex of that I'm a wimp is basically
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we do have cherry juice. Can I get a Shirley Temple? You want a dirty Shirley? No.
What does that mean?
That sounds
that
weird.
That makes it.
It's a dirty, yeah. With
that adds
like vodka
alcohol
or something.
Oh, so you want a mocktail.
No. A Shirley Temple is a mocktail.
Yeah.
So that's my drink if I order one. Raymundo, what's your drink?
Yeah, Red Bull vodka pretty much.
Our audio guy, Red Bull vodka?
Oh, it'll get you going. You just need one.
You just need one.
Morgan, number two, do you have a drink?
Yeah, whiskey sours.
What's a sour mean?
It's just a type of like liquor that goes in it and makes it not so strong.
Interesting. My other drink, I guess, would be a club soda, extra limes.
Oh, crazy.
They go extra limes, like extra, like seven limes.
Excuse me, I need more.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space, So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has six new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate raspberry and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries, and the number one ingredient, seeds. And for something savory, well, Kind has you covered there too. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. These six new bars are gluten-free and they have at least 5 grams of protein. Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all of the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. The bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors of Kind Seeds Fruit and Nuts bars and Kind Savory bars. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
So Lunchbox called businesses yesterday and said, hey, I can't come in. I'm sick. It doesn't work there. So what's the first place? Like, what kind of place is it?
Just a restaurant.
Like a sit-down restaurant or a fast food restaurant?
A sit-down.
Okay, here he is calling into a restaurant saying, I can't come into work today, except he doesn't work there.
Afternoon. How can I help you?
Oh, yeah, who's this? This is Jason. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. This is...
Hey, girl, I'm supposed
to... You sound constipated.
No, I'm sick. I'm sick. It's being at 3 o'clock, and I'm feeling under the weather. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Oh, okay, and I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Jason. Jason Gibble, yeah.
And I, oh, okay.
I came down with something this morning. I don't know, and I'm supposed to work 3 to 11. I just can't make it.
Are you a cook?
No. I'm the waiter.
He stumbles.
I don't know what they're called. It's in the waiter. Yeah.
I didn't know anybody here was a server by that name.
Yeah. But I was just hoping you could cover my shift, or you could get Alyssa to cover my shift.
I think you have the wrong place. I'm hearing a lot of names that I don't recognize.
No, I said if you could get Melissa to cover my
shoes. No, you said Alyssa. You said Alyssa, not Melissa.
Shift.
Oh, wow.
Dunzo.
She does not have time for you anymore.
Wow. She didn't even, like, mess around. You want to hear him
and
cough?
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Jason. Jason Gibble, yeah.
And I, oh, okay.
It's like you broke a rib. Like you're coughing like with you a fell. Broken rib. Yeah. That's funny.
It's hard.
You have more of these?
Yeah.
Call two is what?
Another restaurant.
Sit down or a fast food?
Sit down.
Okay.
Hi, Rita.
Oh, yeah, this is Jason. I'm supposed to be in at 3, and I just don't think I can make it. I'm sick.
Okay, Jason is supposed to be in at 3? What do you do here, sir?
I'm a server. I wait tables.
He waits tables.
You know, I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, like, yeah.
We don't have a Jason here, sir.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I'm supposed to work 3 to 11, though. I'm just, I don't want to leave you shorthanded, but do you think you can cover?
What restaurant are you calling?
I'm calling.
No, you don't work here, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Am I getting fired?
Have a good day.
I'm getting fired for being sick?
Oh, wow.
Got fired.
It's funny you knew what a server was that call. Like one call later, he knows what he does exactly. Here we go. What's number 3?
Another sit-down restaurant.
Thanks for calling. How may I serve you?
This is Jason. You know, I work later today. And
boy, he's dying now. Like, yeah. It went from him
getting worse. Quick.
It went from him not feeling great to he's struggling now. He may not make it through this call.
Thanks for calling. How may I serve you?
This is Jason. You know, I work later today, and I'm under the weather. I woke up, and I just don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Kate?
No, Jason is
I don't have anyone who works here by the name of Jason.
Yeah. I'm new, but
I'm the manager. I would know if there's a Jason that worked here.
No. I've done 2 shifts. I mean, I got a paycheck on the 15th.
And your name is Jason?
Yeah, well, that's my nickname. Yeah, Chase. My real name's Chase, but you guys call me Jason.
Oh, now you've pivoted. Okay. Also, I like that he got a paycheck on the 15th.
Yeah, but he's only worked 2 shifts.
Almost a month ago.
Yeah.
It's not adding up. This story's not adding up.
And, right now, like, I'm on the toilet and I'm puking in a trash can right now.
Okay, and what job do you perform here?
You're on a toilet and you're puking in the trash can?
Like, stop.
Man, it's flying out of both holes.
Server, but sometimes I cook too. I mean, I'm a.
Wow, he does everything.
Yeah, he's good.
I never did both. I never served and cooked. No. No, wow.
Runner too, you know, like when the order's ready, I'll grab it and take it out for people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly who you are. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, shouldn't know you were.
I guess they gave you the day off, huh?
Yeah, at least I didn't get fired.
True. You are on the toilet and puking into a bucket.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They asked a bunch of people, what phrase would you like to see gone forever? Think about that, Amy. Something that people say and it drives you crazy. Because mine is when people go, you couldn't write it any better. Because I've never seen a scenario that I couldn't write better.
Yeah, but it's just a saying.
But I know these are all sayings. It's like, what saying can you not stand? When someone says, they couldn't write it any better. Yeah, you can have aliens or puppies.
You know what? We know what I think is annoying is when someone says that and then they're like, yeah, I could write it better.
Oh, stop it. Stop contradicting me. All right, what do you have there? What do you think?
I don't like it is what it is.
That makes the list. At number 2 of the phrases people hate, what it is.
Number 2, okay.
Number 5 is not for nothing.
I don't say that.
I don't either. Number 4 is literally.
Oh, I say that all the time, even when I'm not being literal. Like, I'm like,
I don't
literally
mind it if it's literal. If it's figurative and you're like, well, literally, I ran all the way through the wall.
Yeah.
Like, no, you didn't.
I'm like, literally, I'm dying right now.
That one drives me crazy. Number 3 is everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, I like that one.
I don't say that. I don't like that one. Number 2 is it is what it is.
Ugh.
You don't like that one?
No. I don't need to
hear. I don't mind that one.
No, I don't. If something's happened, I don't need to hear like, well, it is what it is.
Well, those are just words meaning, well, that's definitive. Like, that's it. There's nothing else you can do about it.
It's definitive in its nature.
Then you better
Would you like me to say that?
You better follow it up with everything happens for a reason.
Oh, boy. And number one, at the end of the day, that's the one people
hate
the
most. All these can flow together. At the end of the day, it just is what it is, and everything happens for a reason.
Literally. That's funny.
You know, not Lunchbox, for nothing, but...
Do you have any that you hate?
I hate it happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Because, like, I lose my job. Oh, everything happens for a reason. No, that's not a good thing. Like, it's not, oh, so I can go out and find what I'm supposed to do. No, it's bad in that moment. If you wanted to lose your job, you would go out and look for one.
What if, though, devil's advocate here, that you lost your job and it actually sparked something that was inside of you and creatively started doing something that you really wanted to do? Like, maybe you wanted to go be a teacher.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then it's like, well, if I never would have lost my job, I wouldn't have been a teacher ever. That's just my point there.
I think you have to be open to whatever's going to come from the bad, because good can really come from the bad.
Yeah, some of it can, but I mean, every time something bad happens, everyone's first response is, man, everything happens for a reason. Just know that.
I'm not going to hate on people having a positive outlook. The phrase is a little annoying to me, but I don't mind people looking at it the good way, the positive way.
Yeah, so. I don't mind it. I try not to be that person that says that to someone fresh off something bad, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Fresh off, like if it's fresh, you try not to be that person, but, you know,
funny.
Eventually they can accept that it happened for a reason.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry and pumpkin seed, they're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient? seeds. And for something savory, well, Kind has you covered there, too. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. These six new bars are gluten-free, and they have at least 5 grams of protein. Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all of the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. The bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors of Kind Seeds fruit and nuts bars and Kind Savory bars. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make in like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
These are orchestra versions of popular songs. For example,
yeah, baby, we're meant to be.
Yeah.
Baby, you're meant to be. So ride with me, ride with me.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Amy, you ready?
Yeah.
The first one is a country song. You get the clue. Ready? Number one, name the song.
Taylor Swift.
Sorry, Love Story.
Love Story. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. You had it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Country song.
My wheelhouse.
It's a cover. Okay.
That doesn't help me. I don't know who covers what.
Here you go. The orchestra version?
Yeah, I hear the orchestra version.
Did you hear the song in it?
No, not really. I just hear a lot of...
Amy, do you hear it?
You're a skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had wagon wheel.
All the time.
You're as smooth. That's a good song there, Governor. What is that?
I'm glad you asked. President Roosevelt loves it, too.
Ah, it's one of the best.
All right, Eddie, see if you can name this
Come
one.
On.
It's a hip-hop song.
Oh, my yeah. wheelhouse. I got it.
Go ahead.
Gold Digger, yeah, Kanye.
So it's like, she gets money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's driving. There you go, good. I ain't seeing she. All right, Amy, you missed.
I did.
Eddie,
I'm
won.
The only one with points. Is that it?
Yeah, I got another one. Eddie, try
yeah,
this one.
Yeah, come on, Governor.
Try this one.
Oh, I like it. Governor, I do believe that is Uptown Funk.
Cause Uptown Funk. It's got Nelly. Okay.
Can y'all not hear that?
I heard it. I knew that one, okay, but okay. It wasn't yeah. my turn to guess.
Yeah, you're doing victory lap.
Okay,
now.
Yeah,
come
I on,
Gold Digger too.
Orchestra version. Here you go, Eddie.
do believe that's a song by the White Stripes. Seven Nation Army.
Yeah.
Did I miss the whole governor thing? I'm confused.
It just sounds like it's from the old days.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
I got it, but again, it is a little stretch.
It is a stretch. I was like, Uptown Abbey.
You got it right, though.
Dude, these versions are so cool.
One more. Here you go.
God's plan.
I can do it on my own. That's hilarious.
Anyway.
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You like that game or no?
Yeah.
I'm going to show those to my kids when I get home.
I guess. I lost.
Oh, true.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Riley Gordon and his stepdad, Chris, were out hunting in Idaho. They were trying to, you know, kill some game. And when they saw help scratched in the dirt, they're like, what is that? And Riley Gordon's like, wait a minute. I remember about a Facebook post. A 15-year-old girl was missing in the woods for 2 days. And that help, they put the guns down. They start searching. They find her alive.
What? Wow. What?
They start yelling, hello, hello, hello. And she responded, hello. And they brought her home safely.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy that he remembers seeing that from Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, saving lives. And they didn't continue hunting. They brought her to safety just so
I would think, I'd hope. Yeah, I'd hope. Well, there you go. That's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Connecticut. A man was on his way home around 2 a.m. He's like, oh, there's Wendy's. I'm going to grab me something to eat. Pulls up in the drive-thru and he sees a cop in front of him. So he's like, I'm going to do something nice. I'm going to go buy the cop's meal. Gets out of his car, walks up to the window. He's like, hey, officer, don't worry about it. I'm going to pay for your meal. Officer's like, smells like you got some alcohol on your breath.
Oh, no.
Gives him a breathalyzer, cuffs him and stuffs him. DWI. Oh.
And you know what he should have? But you know, a little bit of the cop was like, oh man, this guy was trying to do something nice for me. Now I got to arrest him.
Yeah, I know.
But the guy shouldn't have been drinking. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has six new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry and pumpkin seed, they're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient? Seeds. And for something savory, well, Kind has you covered there, too. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. These six new bars are gluten-free, and they have at least 5 grams of protein. Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all of the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. The bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors of Kind Seeds Fruit and Nuts bars and Kind Savory bars. Shop on Amazon today.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva, because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make in like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it and make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Bobby Bone,
come on. So what happened, Amy?
Okay, so I'm in a public bathroom, and the only stall available was the handicap one. And I didn't think anything of it. I just went into the stall, used the bathroom, came out, was washing my hands, and the woman next to me washing her hands, she looked at me and said, you know, you really shouldn't use the handicap stall unless you're handicapped.
And how did that make you feel?
I mean, it made me feel bad. Like, I thought, well, because that's not the first time I've done that. I've even used the handicap stall when it's not the only one left because it's spacious and it's big. Like, I felt guilty. Like, oh my gosh, like, have I done something wrong and people have been judging me and I didn't know it? I know other people do this too. And luckily, nobody handicapped came in while I was in there. At least I don't think. So then it just made me think, like, well, should I not be using the handicap stall, even if it's the only one available? Judge common sense.
Oh, you want judge common sense? Well, oh, here he is.
Yeah, but I need judge common sense to address two things.
Like, go ahead.
Is it okay to use the handicap stall if you're not handicapped? And then also, is it okay for that woman to say that to me and make me feel bad?
Well, if you go into a movie theater and they have the handicapped seats, will you sit in those?
No, never.
Why?
Because it's designated for handicapped people. And a movie is 2.5 hours. I can pee in 30 seconds.
So, time is why you'll sit in one seat and not the other?
Mm-hmm. Squat. I don't sit. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a public bathroom. I squat.
Okay, so...
Mm-hmm.
You're right about the movies. You should not sit in a handicapped seat at the movie theater.
I don't park my car in a handicapped spot either.
Whew, the bathroom's a little different. I do think if there's not another open stall, and you go and you're conscious of who's walking in, because...
Okay. So and I you're check watching, my surroundings.
Yeah, you have to do that, because if someone comes in that's handicapped and you're in the only place...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to feel lame when I walk out.
So here's what Judge Commonson says. You can go in, you can use the handicap spot, the handicap stall, but you got to go quick.
Okay. Sometimes like, I change clothes in there because there's so much...
No, you can't do that.
What?
Like, you have 90 seconds or less if you're in the handicap stall. That's what I'm saying to Judge Commonson right now. 90 seconds or less. Mm. If you have stomach issues, you're not allowed to go in.
Okay.
But you got to get in and get out. All and it's the only one. You can't go in for spacious reasons.
Okay. Also, was she... Is it? I guess it was okay that she told me that then, because I guess I needed to know.
You needed to know, and as you shouldn't go in there. You really shouldn't, but I'm not going to put you in Judge Commonson's jail for doing it if it's the only one left.
Okay. Because in this case, it really was, but I'm confessing, Your Honor, that I've done it before.
I'm not a priest.
I said Your Honor. I didn't say priest. That would be a judge.
He didn't call you father.
No, but you're confessing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just letting you know, Your Honor, that I'm guilty of this crime before.
Lunchbox, anyway. What do you think about this?
I got no problem with you going in the stall at all. I go in them all the time. If it's the only one open and it's more spacious, listen, it is bigger for handicap, but it doesn't have a handicap sticker where it's only reserved for handicap. It's common sense that it's, you know, for handicap, but I go in them.
No, it does. It's definitely a handicap stall meant for people to have more room.
Yeah, Lunchbox is right.
There's no when you see a handicap parking spot, it has a sign that this is handicap. That is just
made
bigger in case you are handicapped.
Guys, do you need a sign to know that that's for people who need to use that?
No, he is just making a point, and I was saying, maybe.
Sort of like, do you ever go in the family bathroom where it's just one individual toilet?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I use that, and I feel so bad when I come out.
What's wrong with that?
It's a one stall, like at the airport. It's one thing, one room.
There's a difference in being in a family and being handicapped.
No, yes, but Bobby.
That's the difference.
But the family one, I feel bad when I use it, but sometimes they have a couch. It's really nice in there. And and I've come out before, and like this mom traveling with four kids was waiting to get in, and I was like, I walked out by myself and I was like, my bad. I basically took a shower in there.
Okay, here's my ruling officially. You shouldn't do it, but if you have to, because you have to go, you have 90 seconds or less to get in and get out.
Okay.
Because if someone's in a wheelchair and they can't go anywhere else, that's the only stall they can go in.
Yes, I know. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
And the woman had every right to say that to you because she's right.
Yeah. She could have said it less judgy, though.
It's a judgy thing to say. And she's judgy right, like me right now. I'm the judge. Case dismissed. You're not going to jail, but you have a warning. I wrote you a warning ticket right here.
Thank you.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has six new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry and pumpkin seed, they're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient? Seeds. And for something savory, well, Kind has you covered there, too. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. These six new bars are gluten-free, and they have at least 5 grams of protein. Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all of the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt, the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors of Kind Seeds Fruit and Nuts bars and Kind Savory bars. Shop on Amazon today.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it, but every once in a while, if you see me do something and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
So I'll bring in our phone screener, Hillary. She sits out in the glass room, and when you call, she answers all the calls. But sometimes they present her a scenario, and she's like, hey, this is pretty interesting. And she came to me about this one. So tell me what's up.
This girl called us, and she's currently dating this guy, mm-hmm. but she said she's starting to have feelings for this other person.
And she wants to stay with the guy she's with. But is it okay to have feelings for someone else? That's the question. She's not gonna cheat.
Okay.
But let's say, Amy, you and your husband are together. Okay? And you're not splitting up, no way. But you start to have feelings for Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What up?
So
I probably just couldn't hang around with Lunchbox.
Okay, so wait, what is your answer there? Go ahead.
I would have to stop hanging around with Lunchbox. Mm. Because Lunchbox is so
So sexy.
Steamy. Awesome.
Yeah.
And enticing that if that was going to affect my current relationship, I would have to. But if it didn't, then I could start hanging out with him again. But if it was going to start affecting it, I would have to create that space.
What do you think about this Lunchbox relationship and you're staying together, but you have feelings for someone else? Is that cheating?
Yeah, if my wife has feelings for another dude,
yeah.
She's cheating on me.
Just
are you
feelings.
Oh, yeah, you can't be having a feelings for another dude.
What if she has a crush on someone at work?
No, she's quitting that job or we are
okay,
done.
Okay,
like, you can't
okay.
be, that is cheating on me. My wife cannot have feelings for another dude.
Go ahead, Amy.
But can you have feelings for another girl?
No.
Not even feelings?
No.
Okay, so here's my thought on this. Feelings, that's not cheating or dishonest. Anything cheating, anything dishonest is because there's a deception involved, right? And so you either A, have a relationship where you go, hey, I have a crush on someone at work. I don't like how it makes me feel because I shouldn't. And that's a very honest and difficult thing to talk about.
Wow,
or
yeah.
You just have to get away from them. Or you just have the feeling you don't share them. But it's not cheating. If you're not lying about something, if you're, there's no deception involved, you're not cheating. You're not having emotional conversations.
You are having gravitational pull because your heart is fluttering
okay,
when that person is next to you.
You can't help that, though. That's not cheating.
Well, with the heart fluttering.
That's what he means. When you have feelings for someone else, get out of here.
I don't think feelings are action, though. I have lots of feelings all the time. I have angry feelings that I don't act on. Sometimes I get really mad. I don't act on those feelings. And so, therefore, I'm not an angry person. I'm not a cheating person. Listen, you tell her, Hillary, that what I said was, she's not acting, she ain't cheating. You know, your heart tells you to go a hundred different ways every day. You don't follow every way your heart tells you to go. Your heart processes your brain processes your actions dictate you. So if her actions aren't, then she's good.
I'll let her know that.
Let her know. Call her back immediately.
I'll call her back.
But I'm the only one that feels that way, by the way. Everybody else in the show, well, they don't feel that way. Go ahead. Yes,
like,
Amy.
Lunchbox, what about how... you think girls are so hot all the time and you stare at them.
It's okay to think someone's hot. You don't have feelings for her. That's an, she's pretty. You can appreciate beauty. That's
lustful
okay.
feeling.
No.
What if your wife said there's this dude at work and he's so hot? And
no, she can't talk like that.
Well, no, but what if she did? Because you do.
Right. Oh, if she thinks he's hot, but if she has feeling for him, you call that girl back and you tell her she's a two-timing trifling girl. She can't be doing that.
She's not two-timing anything.
She is. She's two-timing the guy she's with.
Okay.
If she feels guilty for a reason, you wouldn't feel guilt if it isn't cheating. Dang. Socrates has left the building.
I don't agree with that. I feel guilty for a lot of things that I shouldn't feel guilty about. You know, I don't think just because you feel guilty makes you wrong. I feel guilty that I told you my mom got pregnant with me at 15 years old and that I hurt her life. Like, I feel I still have
hate
that. I know, but I do have that
you
guilt.
You feel guilty
all the time.
That.
I didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. I can't help that. Nothing I can do can help the fact that my mom got pregnant at 15 years old. But I feel guilty. So I just countered Socrates' point over here.
So you disagree with Socrates?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, you left
Socrates.
The building,
yeah.
So.
Well, I guess it's up. Okay, Hillary, we all stand in different places. Let her know all three of our feelings.
I'll let her decide.
Yeah, let her decide, but tell her mine first, though.
Okay.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has six new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry and pumpkin seed, they're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient? Seeds. And for something savory, well, Kind has you covered there, too. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. These six new bars are gluten-free, and they have at least 5 grams of protein. Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all of the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. The bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors of Kind Seeds Fruit and Nuts bars and Kind Savory bars. Shop on Amazon today.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva, because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make in like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it and make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. So Carrie Underwood says if you rap this song and you send it to her, every city she goes to on her tour, she's going to pull someone out to rap with her. Which, by the way, can you imagine
how nervous you would be? Oh, my gosh. It would be nerve-wracking. I can't even imagine.
So, and Amy, you're in your comfortable space right now.
Right. But I've never seen these lyrics before, but...
Yeah, but how often would you see the ludicrous lyrics?
Clearly not often.
Okay, are you ready? You've had time to practice. We just played it through it like for like 30 seconds during the commercial break. Here we go. Here's Amy.
We have to make sure I know when to come in.
I mean, I don't really know when to come in. Here we go. Here's Champion.
Yeah.
With Carrie, and you're gonna
Born
do
Champion.
The ludicrous part.
Luda.
Amy said this is her style. You ready?
Okay.
Should I start you? Here we go.
Born Champion. Luda, the sea, it's where the current.
Oh my goodness. You're not even watching. You're looking at me to come in, and then I'm trying to give you cues.
Okay.
And you're not Luda, so say Amy.
Oh, yeah.
You can say whatever you want, yeah.
No, I'm Luda. Okay.
Amy's going to rap the ludicrous part.
Forget the Born Champion part. I don't know.
Just do whatever you want. But here you go. Ready? On the breakdown when the guitar drops
out. I'm nervous.
Here we go. And
The C is for the courage I possess through the drama. H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, so the M is for motivation. Gotta stay consistent. The P is to persevere. The I is for integrity, innovative career. The O is optimistic, open and never shut. And the N is necessary, because I'm never giving up. They see and ask me how I did it. I just did it from the heart. I cannot feel that beat. Oh, yeah, I did.
She kind of fell behind the beat a little bit.
I wasn't going fast enough.
No, you're dry. Again, it's new to you.
Yeah, totally.
I thought you did a pretty good. I'm pretty good, though. Yeah. It's pretty good.
I wouldn't get picked. Don't pick me, Carrie. I know you're probably
Carrie's listening right now, scouting for talent.
I'm going to go ahead and bow out. Don't pick me.
Eddie, you want to take a shot at this?
I mean, yeah. And if she likes it, I can sing this with her?
Well, yeah, you maybe. Do the rap
You have
part.
To Woo! Submit a video,
okay.
yeah.
Oh, okay, well then, get a video, Morgan number two.
Okay, so I guess stay fast.
Here we go. Ready?
Oh, boy. All right.
Do you know when to come in?
I think so.
Yeah. It'll drop out. Producer Eddie!
Oh.
Hey. Four champion.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah.
The C is for the courage I possess through the drama. H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, and the M is for motivation. My sacred system, and the P is for persevere. The I is for integrity, the end of your career. O is optimistic, and I never shut. The N is necessary, and I'm never gonna give up. C, oh, come on, bro, you dropped it!
I didn't drop it?
Oh, I thought
you dropped it.
Dang, I dropped that beat.
Isn't it? That's, I don't know that it's like. Hey, is that really the right part?
Who was better, Amy? Yes. Oh. Who was better, Amy or Eddie?
Amy.
Oh wow.
Amy for sure.
Yeah, they got to work on that line. It's not flowing right.
On the line?
That persevere one's not flowing right.
Whatever. Well, Amy, you're the winner.
Okay. No.
Wait,
is it your turn?
Do you want to try it?
I don't. I really don't.
Well, come on. You have no competition.
You're probably gonna nail it.
I have no competition.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see how I get it. Yo, the C is for the courage I possess through the drama. The H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. The A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, so the M is motivation. Gotta stay consistent, so the P is persevere. The I is for integrity, innovative career. The O is optimistic, open, and never should
you. You see what I'm saying?
I know.
Right there's hard.
Yeah.
They really messed up that line.
They gotta change it. They gotta change that line. That's not gonna
work. We should call Luda and be like, are you sure this is right?
We've also never heard
How did he make that happen?
I don't know.
I don't know. Talent.
Oh, there man. You go. Well, we all suck.
Oh, is optimistic, open,
Eddie,
and never
America's
shut.
Mentor just told us we suck.
Yeah.
America's Mentor said he self-sucked, too.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A woman in Arizona is lucky to be alive after a car crash left her vehicle suspended in a tree. The 53-year-old was rescued after surviving there for 6 days after the wreck. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
She was driving, lost control of her car. It went through a fence. It dropped 50 feet before it caught on a tree branch. And that's where the car was hanging for almost a week. Isn't that crazy?
So crazy.
The damaged fence that she crashed through led one of the guys who worked at the Arizona Department of Public Safety to go, wait, why is this broken? They looked down. They saw the car. She was dehydrated, and they found her, and she's okay.
Yeah, but 6 days, like no water. So you can go weeks without food, but 3 to 5 days is like the max for water. No water. That's
Due
amazing.
Due to outstanding efforts, this woman's life was saved, they said.
Wow.
That is crazy. Come on. And that's a will to live, too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. That's Tell Me Something Good. To the woman that was rescued, the rescuers at the Arizona Department of Public Safety. That's cool, and that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
So you follow Kim Kardashian on Instagram?
I do. I follow a couple of the Kardashians, but anyway, I fell for one of her ads.
What do you mean you fell for it?
Well, I don't know. I was scrolling through. You know how I fall for the advertisements that pop up, like the sponsors ads that come up for me. I'm like, whoa, that's awesome.
and it was this flat tummy shake. And she was like standing there all like, you know, sensual.
Amy's standing up right now.
Like with her butt and like everything out and holding this shake in her like spandex workout gear. And she was like looking all fit. And I was like, oh, so all I have to do is drink that flat tummy shake and I'm going to feel good. So I ordered it.
What did you order?
Because with the Kim K code, I saved like 20% or something.
That's funny.
I ordered, it's called flat tummy. So I this is me confessing to y'all that I was a little ashamed. I haven't, it's supposed to be coming in the mail. It better arrive. Ugh.
I ordered some sleep patches.
From what?
From Instagram.
Like, was it sponsored or was a person doing
know.
It?
I don't know. I think a listener forwarded it over to me. But the person looked like they were really tired because they put the sleep patch on. And apparently it's like
essential
else.
Oils?
Like, yes. And I use the ZQL, you know, the melatonin stuff.
Yeah.
But still, I have trouble sleeping sometimes, and so I don't have those yet either. But yeah, no, I just don't know if I would trust that anything fitness. Like, you really got to do the work.
Flat tummy shake, duh.
Yeah.
All you have to do is drink it.
What's that cost, the flat tummy shake?
Oh, I think I got 10 packets. Well,
wow.
You know, I did get the Kim K discount.
Wow.
I don't remember the exact total. Whatever, $30 maybe? Too much. Too much for breakfast shakes, but don't worry, I'll be bringing them in. But how do you? I mean, she probably got paid. Who knows how much to do that
for
one
her?
Post.
Probably $1 million.
Yeah. A million. See, maybe. I fell for it. She got $1 million, and who knows if she even drinks the flat tummy shake? But
maybe
like
half a million
for you. I know anything you do, like I know you really do, but I don't know
yes.
if she does. And so, how do you decide? Like,
I almost
even for you. How do you decide?
Listen, for me, I don't put many ads.
Yeah.
On my Instagram, only two ever, and it's because they came to me because I was already talking about their product, Metamucil, which I have to have fiber. I would go a week without using the bathroom.
Which is really not helpful.
And I would talk about that on the show, and someone was like, you should take fiber. And so I did, and I was talking about it on Instagram, and Metamucil came to me and said, would you do an ad for us? And I was like, I already talk about it anyway, why not? And so, because that works for me. And then now Bose, because I have Bose headphones.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, that's it. I just won't sell my soul on Instagram yet.
Well, maybe Kim really did
I
use
would for
flat tummy.
I would for the money she's yeah. getting. But you have to have like, how many followers do you have?
Oh, 100 million.
What?
I'm guessing.
I bet not. Look up Kim
I'm
Kardashian's Instagram.
Oh, 124 million.
Wow.
Boom. And she's not even the most followed. Kylie is.
Really?
Right?
Yeah, they're making some serious money. Oh, listen, I'm not hating. Advertisers are just looking for eyeballs and ears, period. They don't care where they get them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're reaching people, they're into it. I just won't put anything up if I don't use it. She may use it. I don't know.
I'm sure she does. Her tummy's flat.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why. Let's do the morning corny. Amy's got your joke right now. Thanks for waking up with us. Every morning around this time, Amy hits us with a corny joke.
The morning corny.
Did you hear about the guy making tons of money collecting leaves?
No, I did not.
He's raking it in.
All right. There you go.
That was the morning corny.
All right, here's the game. We have a dog shot collar. We'll put it on whomever gets their name drawn. You have 1 minute of any song that you pick, by the way, just to get every word right. So you get to pick any song. You get to know the song. You get to pick your strength, your wheelhouse. All right, ready to go.
Yeah.
All four of us are doing it. Unless only three of us to do it and someone gets lucky.
I think that's the way to go.
Okay,
that's the way to go.
Then I'm not going to draw the name then.
Oh, okay. Come on.
So we'll let Mike D draw the name. Mike D, draw the first person that's going to play the game.
Bobby. Please, not
Bobby. Up first is...
Oh, I thought Bobby volunteered to go
first. We have Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Yeah!
So put the dog shot on his neck.
Here.
Make sure my God.
Hey, let me see it for a second.
Uh-oh, what?
I want to make sure that... Okay, so this is the shot collar. I'm going to put it on level 10, which it always stays on. It's meant for dogs over 120 pounds. And so here's the shocking sound. The microphone will hear it.
Nope.
There you go.
I heard that.
That goes pulsating through your body.
I got you, Lunchbox.
Look, get out of my way.
Lunchbox has his Chicago Cubs t-shirt on. Strapping on his neck. Get it on there tight.
Clip it.
Lunchbox, what song have you chosen?
Get out of my way.
You want me to tighten it?
A little bit. Lunchbox, let Lunchbox tighten it first.
Tighten
let Lunchbox tighten it a little bit,
I
not you.
Hold it just like this.
Oh my gosh, why are you so frazzled?
Yeah. What's wrong with him?
Because the shocker's around my neck, you freaks!
Okay.
Don't you dare!
Tighten it a little bit.
No, it's tight.
No, not to hold it. Yep, your hands need to be off.
No,
of
no.
It.
This is how I sing.
I don't trust him, Bones.
I don't either. Just tighten it so you don't have to hold it on your own neck.
No, no. I don't want you to choke me.
We're not
what?
Touching
choking?
It.
Choking?
No, yeah. You're the only one. Tighten it. Just tighten it so you don't have to hold it with your hands.
There you go.
Put both hands down. Is it still on your neck?
It's still on my neck.
Okay, here we go. Are we ready?
Yep.
You have 1 minute from
the
first lyric of Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It?
No. Hold on.
Go ahead.
So, once I miss a word, you don't just continuously shock me, right?
Yeah, you have to get back on the words.
If you get back on track.
That's going to be so hard.
You got a
couple seconds to get back on track.
Okay, like a couple seconds to get back on track. Like the next word, I mean, because you're going to be flustered.
You'll have 3 seconds to get back on track.
Oh, my gosh.
Ready? Here we go.
Hold on.
And?
Tina, be with me right now.
Action. Tina Turner, What's Love?
Tell me when it's about to start.
When the first lyric starts,
you're on. All right, but I don't know when it's going to start.
Ready? Not yet.
Oh.
Listen, you picked the song. You should know.
But I don't know when it starts.
Okay, Lunchbox is singing Tina Turner. If he messes up, he gets shot. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
You must understand, though, the touch of your hand makes my pulse react.
7 seconds in.
It's the thrill of a boy meeting girl. Makes my pulse react. No!
Opposite the track.
Cool. La la.
He didn't say only. Shock.
Oh, stop.
Okay, go ahead.
Just to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it.
36 seconds.
What's love but a second-hand emotion?
There you go.
What's love?
Oh, he didn't say what.
Shock. I got it. All right, wait. He needs a heart when a heart can be broken.
51 seconds, go.
Oh, my God.
Acting confused. With this
I'm sorry.
Way.
Last shot. 3, 2, 1. There it is. Time. He made it. There he is. Let's watch that one.
Oh, shoot. A minute is long.
That's long.
That makes me just...
Boys and girls.
Yeah.
I did pretty solid.
Yeah, you did.
There were a couple times I didn't shock you because I felt bad for you.
Oh.
I'm being honest. Eddie kept looking at me like,
why
aren't you shocking
him?
But you did pretty good. You did pretty good, Lunchbox. You did pretty good.
I love you, Tina.
Well, come back. Amy, Eddie, or myself will
go
next.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay, go to the bathroom.
Thank you.
3 minutes. Well, we do have the shocker in the studio.
It's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and yell. It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
Ba, 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 ba. It's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and it's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
So what this is a dog shock collar, and Lunchbox just did it. And you got to pick any song you wanted, but if you mess up a word, you get shocked. Okay, so Lunchbox did Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Whew, did a splendid job.
Splendid job, even. Yeah. So, Mike
D. Thought it's over.
Amy has picked Tupac, Dear Mama. Eddie has picked Colin Baton Rouge. And I picked Friends in Low Places. So we can't mess up a single word or we get shocked. We ready, Mike D?
Get ready.
I'll hold the hat. Here we go. Are we ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Number two.
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie.
My
hey.
God.
Oh, my God. I feel like I was born to do this. However.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you put a shocker on, it changes everything.
So we have a dog shock collar meant for dogs over 120 pounds. Lunchbox, put that on his neck tight.
I will.
Like
whoa,
he,
whoa, whoa,
like
whoa,
he,
whoa, whoa.
Like oh, he did not do with me.
Well, this is an example for him later.
Yeah, remember how you were.
Come on. Let me do it, and then you can check it.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I'm not like you.
Eddie is strapping the shock collar to his neck.
That's pretty good.
Yeah?
Lunch?
Is it holding? Lunchbox is adjusting it.
Get your head... Oh, come on. I'm trying to block it with the headphone cord.
There you go. I feel it. Whoa.
That's
whoa,
how
whoa,
I had
whoa.
It. Okay. That's how I had it.
All right, I'm ready. Okay. Whoa.
I didn't shock. I'm
just heard
making
a sound.
Sure. I know I pushed the sound button to make sure that it's receiving signal. Put your shocker near the microphone.
No. Oh, to hear...
Yes. There it is.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Ready?
All right, I'm ready.
You have 1 minute from the moment that you start with the lyrics.
Come on, baby, let's go!
All right, Eddie's now doing Colin Baton Rouge.
Woo!
Anytime you miss a word, I'm going to shock you.
Okay, all right, I know this by heart. I've known this since the album came out, In Pieces. Let's go, go!
I got the shocker ready. Eddie's dancing around.
Last night.
Got the timer ready.
Last night.
Here we go. And go.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I met her on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. What are you talking about? Such a strange conversation between a woman and a child. Such a strange situation. Stopping every 100 miles. Calling Baton Rouge. Wow, what did I miss?
Combination, not conversation.
Are you sure?
Don't argue. I'm looking at it right here.
Hey, can you turn it up a little bit?
Sure, here you go.
A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. So I changed lanes.
There you go.
I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change. Call him Baton Rouge.
There you go. 15 seconds.
Jeez Louise.
Just nail the chorus.
Operator wants to put me on through. I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up. Put her on the line that I talked to myself just one more time.
You didn't say won't you?
What do you mean?
Time's
up.
I got shocked way too many times for that.
No, you didn't. You messed up like five words. Words that you may not even know were wrong.
Really?
Yeah, that's the problem. Is like calling Baton Rouge? We know the words, but we got lyric checkers over here.
Such a strange combination.
Yeah, there you go.
Dang, are you sure? What website is that? I use the Garth Brooks website. Dude, this is terrible. I hate this.
Okay, we have one more person. Amy, it's either you or me.
I know.
Eddie and I both picked our favorite, Garth.
Garth, the goat.
I wonder if Garth could put this on and sing his own song.
Probably not.
All right.
That should just be a new segment when artists come in.
I don't think the artists
How
are going to like
do
this.
Do you remember
when we first started this show, we were like, let's have artists do everything. And we have come in to do those shots and they squirt things, lime in their eyes.
Iron Man shot.
That was awesome.
Lunchbox would do this Iron Man shot where, what would you do?
You do the salt up the nose.
Snort it.
And then you shot a tequila and then you squeeze the lime in your eye and you go, Iron Man!
So
and who did that with you?
The Tyler Farr.
Okay, that was awesome. All right, are we ready?
Okay.
So we have a hat. It's a B-team hat. It has two names in it, Amy and my own. I'm not drawing. Yeah. Yes. Mike D's drawing the name.
This is the last person.
Beef. Wearing the dog shot collar. It is.
Oh, man, wow. I just got a pass.
Who's checking the lyrics?
I will.
All right.
No.
What do you mean?
Amy's shocking, because she will do it honestly.
I don't know about all that. I'm the most honest person on the show.
Okay, I'm strapping this on. You can live stream this if you want, Morgan number two.
All right.
Amy, Bobby is not your boss right now.
I'm never her boss. I feel like she's my boss most of the time.
Well, where's the remote?
Do not shock me before
it
starts.
Give it a test shock, Amy.
Because I didn't test shock either one of you knuckleheads, and
it still worked. You're right.
Okay.
Okay.
Dang, my neck still hurts.
Blame it all on my roof.
Ooh, are you sure it's blaming or blaming?
No, blame it.
That one?
Blame it!
Okay.
All right, Amy.
Amy, you see the electric bolt? That's
yes.
what he
Do not shock me
it.
Right
I'm
now.
I'm not going to.
Ooh. I'm not your boss. I will fire you. I'm just kidding. All right. Okay. It's on my... Everybody see it? It's on?
We see it.
Okay. I have 1 minute to get it. It doesn't start till...
I know.
Interesting. You're putting it on your spine.
You start to think you don't know the words when you put this on.
That's right.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Focus. Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie fair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. Come on, baby.
He's good.
I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. 51 seconds, baby, come on. Oh, I'm not.
Sorry.
What's that?
Why did you shock
me?
No.
Sorry.
You can't mess up.
I thought you messed up.
I didn't even
mess up.
I thought you messed up.
Amy shocked me and then started yelling, I'm sorry.
Can I just say?
I'm sorry.
You owe her a shock.
Ow.
Now
do your song.
Yeah.
Do your song. Do your song. Do your song. Do your song.
Didn't you think? We thought maybe you messed up, so I just.
Put it on.
Oh.
I was like, why did I get shocked?
I didn't mean to. It was perfect.
You
was it because
me?
He did the, ah, God,
I was getting into it.
Shoot. I thought,
I got shocked for perfection. I'm like Tom Brady. People hate me because I'm perfect.
You were 100 on that.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. Do the door. Wow. This cost me having to do it?
Yes.
Yeah, when you can't be just shocking people.
There's a responsibility of being a shocker.
And he trusted you. He didn't trust me. He trusted you.
We would have never done that.
And he goes, like, oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wait.
Do you have the lyrics up to her song?
Yeah.
She picked a hip-hop song.
Yeah.
I'm so dumb. Yeah. So dumb because I'm so nervous right now.
Okay, where is...
How where's do the you shock tighten button? This?
Mike D, will you tighten it on here? And then I will... Get the shocker ready. Let's see if it works.
I feel weak.
I know. You start to think, maybe I don't know those words.
Ow. What are you guys over?
I'm ready. I'm ready to see
Where
this.
Where is it? I don't want to chuck me in the front.
No, you don't want on your larynx.
All right, Bobby put it on his spine. That's crazy.
I want it like right here.
Just hold it tight.
Okay, I'll hold it.
No, not you. Let someone else hold
it. Put it on your forehead, Amy.
I'll hold it.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Okay, come over here.
Oh, you can let's watch.
All right, I'll hold it.
All right, Amy's got a dog shock collar on her neck.
Okay, I got to stand.
Yeah, I think you need to stand.
I feel nauseous.
She's going to do Tupac, Dear Mama, that has so many words.
Ow, my earring. Ow.
Oh, she's going to shock her earring. This will be fun.
It travels all over her body.
Ready, okay. Amy.
Calm down.
Well, come on, Amy. Don't mess up.
It doesn't start with you. I appreciate it. It starts with the real name. No.
Okay.
Ready? Here goes Amy, everybody.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back in the time, I thought I want a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. And even
no, I'm sorry.
Baby sister. And over the years, we were
sorry.
More than all the little sorry. Kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things were wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce all the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who'd think in elementary, I'd see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police.
Sorry.
That's right! Gosh, put a weapon to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. Oh,
sorry!
Amazing! Trying to raise a man. And
oh, sorry!
Ow!
Sorry. Apologize, buddy.
I'm sorry. All right, there you go. Amy, everybody!
Sorry.
Dear mama. Amy, nice job.
Oh my, it's
except for the part
red?
You cheated and shocked me for no reason.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. I didn't.
All right, there you go. That thing scares the crap out of
I'm
you.
I'm glad it's over.
Yeah. Mm. Coming up tomorrow.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So we got two sisters. They're twins. They found out they were pregnant around the same time, but they didn't expect to deliver their babies at the same time. Wow. Then one of the sisters called the other sister and was like, I'm having labor pains. I'm going to the hospital. She's like, you're not going to believe this. I am too. I'm probably going to see you there. So she showed up at the hospital shortly after her sister, and they delivered babies 2 hours apart. Identical twins. Delivering babies. The cousins were born at the same hospital. A nurse who helped deliver both of the babies, again, that are cousins, said that she's been working at the hospital for 2 decades and never seen twin sisters give birth on the same day.
That's funny. That's a good story. That one makes me smile.
Yeah.
You know what, Amy? That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, we're going to play Will at Uber. So there's an app, and you hit the button. And then a car comes to you, and it's called an Uber car, and you usually get in it, and they take you somewhere. Except we like to put things in the back of the Uber car and see if they'll deliver it. And so now we have a Jenga tower. Lunchbox, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. So we have a fully,
oh, yeah.
A fully built Jenga tower, and we're going to take it and put it in the back of the car. Do you have money for my wallet?
Yeah, I got a $100 bill.
No, you don't. You're lying.
Oh, I know. I got a $20 bill.
Now we're talking.
But I was making people think I was a baller.
So, Give the Uber driver a 20 and say, hey, this is really important. This is delivered standing, like in peace. Please don't let it fall down. And see if they'll deliver it fully built to Eddie. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
How long until the car gets there right now?
Let me see. Oh, it might be out here. Hold on.
All right, Lunch is walking outside. Do you have the Jenga tower built? Ready to go?
Yeah, I got the Jenga tower built.
All right, we're going to play Woodland.
It says 1 minute away. 1 minute away.
Okay, we'll wait for the car then. And Eddie, okay. Eddie is standing by. Yes, Amy. Do you call it Jenga or Jenga?
Jenga. I gave you a giant Jenga thing for your patio at your house. You use it?
It's still there.
It's like life-size Jenga.
It's big, yeah.
I know, but when you have people over, I thought it'd be fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
We played it one time.
I know.
It's not like I have a ton of parties. But when I did have people over, we did play Jenga.
Okay, cool.
How do you say it, Morgan, number two?
Jenga.
You say it Jenga? Probably the right
Jenga.
Way. We say Jenga.
Jenga.
Yeah.
Jenga. You want to play Jenga?
Lunchbox, how far out?
It says a minute, so it's, it may be 30 seconds.
All right, Lunchbox is waiting on the Uber.
Oh, it says arriving now. It says arriving now.
And what kind of car is it?
A Toyota Camry, and this guy has a 4.9 rating.
Wow, he'll for sure deliver it then.
Oh, he's pulling up right now, right here.
We're going to listen in.
Yeah, here's my boy. What's up? All right. How you doing, my man? All right, look, this is the deal. All right, you ever play Jenga? You never played Jenga. Okay. So this is a tower of Jenga blocks, right? And you cannot let it tip over.
If it does,
I need you to.
Hey, if it doesn't fall over, you get a big tip.
No. Sir, I need you to deliver that to my boss.
Again.
No, here. Here's a tip.
But it's going to fall.
No, you can't let it fall. Here's a $20 tip. Do not let that fall or I lose my job.
Yeah.
You put it right here so I can hold it.
Oh, you want me to put it up on the seat so you can hold it? Okay. Okay, I know it's scary, man, but my job is in your hands.
Tell him there's another 20 on the other side of it.
There's another 20 when you get there if it doesn't fall, and I get to keep my job, okay?
And if it does fall, build it back before you drop it off.
Yeah, and if it falls, will you build it back before you get there so my boss will not fire me? I am dead serious, my man.
Yeah.
I am sure. Like, do you ever Jenga? You never Jenga?
No,
because my boss said it cannot come with this. So you got to hold that the whole way.
And if it does fall, my boss is going to say, thank you, next.
Just a couple blocks away. Right?
Okay.
All right, my man. Do not let that fall. Promise me. Shake my hand. Hey, let's say a little prayer. Hey.
Let's say a prayer.
Please do not let the Jenga box fall, sir. This is for my job. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, sir. Good luck.
What is happening?
Oh, my God. He took it. He was so mad.
He was mad?
He's mad?
Well, he was like, no, sir, I cannot do that. And I was like, sir, but I got to, it's for my job. And he goes, okay.
I mean, you gave him 20 bucks on the front side, right?
Yes, and he made me bring it up to the front seat, and he has it in the passenger seat, and he is holding it with his other hand.
Okay.
And he is so nervous.
All right, come back in.
All right, I'm coming in.
All right, we'll see if the Jenga will Uber. Eddie.
There are so many problems with it.
Why?
He said a prayer.
I know. I was like, a prayer?
And then you said there's 20 bucks on the other side of this. I don't have cash, bro.
No, I'll tip him on the app.
Oh, okay, good. Whew.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's how the app works, Eduardo.
I didn't know that. Didn't know that.
Are you at a gas station or what?
No, I'm at a store.
Okay. Wait.
I'm at a store. Oh, he's a turnip truck. Parking lot.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's a turnip truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vote for Kit Moore.
Okay.
It's like our running joke.
We'll come back to you in a minute, okay? We'll see if he delivers.
All right.
Hold on a minute. There's Eddie waiting to see if the Jenga tower will Uber. What we're trying to do is see if this Jenga tower will Uber from our studio to the store a few miles away. Eddie, you there, bud?
I'm here.
Okay. What's he looking for, Lunchbox?
It's like a gold Toyota Camry.
How far away is the car? Mike D? One minute. Should be getting there anytime.
Okay, so far nothing.
Okay, now we want the tower to still be fully erect.
Okay, and you want me to say what? Thank you next or what?
No, I was trying to give Lunchbox stuff to say to the guy. You don't have
okay.
to.
No, okay.
But if it's fully up, just say, hey, man, appreciate that.
He's pulling up.
We're going to tip him big on the app. All right, go ahead.
And he's driving very slow.
There he is.
Very slow.
Of course.
There he is.
Tell him I get to keep my job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be like, I'm not getting
fired.
All right.
Oh, he's got one hand on it. Hey, how you doing, man? Look at that. It's together. You got it. Have you been holding it the whole time?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Good work. It's all together. Not one piece has fallen.
Wow.
Wow.
Tell him somebody's getting a promotion today.
Eddie, you should grab it and make it fall.
Somebody's getting a promotion.
Eddie, knock it over on accident.
Eddie, all right. Thank you.
Eddie,
so, okay, we got to be careful.
You're knock it over.
Okay. We got to be careful. One piece is missing?
No. Knock it over.
Okay, I got it. It's okay, I got it. I got it. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Oh! Well, okay.
Be like, I never saw... Eddie, say, I never saw it together. Be like, what happened?
You know what? It kind of fell, so I should fight. Yeah, but he said you would have it all together.
I had it all together.
I know.
Eddie, tell him good work and we'll tip him.
Hey, good work, my man. Good work. We're gonna tip you, okay? Tip you good. Thank you so much. It's not his fault. Okay, that was my fault. Okay, all right.
All right, Will and Uber is there. There it is. There it is. Amy with the dirty prank there. That's funny. Eddie, come on back in. Hey, tip that guy $20, will you? You can take it out of my wallet. There you go. Will it Uber? Yes. So today's question is, what's the first concert you ever went to? Ready?
Ready.
First concert you ever went to, Amy, you're up first.
Amy Grant.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, I think I was probably like 8, and I went with my sister. She's 4 years older than me, and I thought she was super cool. She loved Amy Grant, so clearly I loved Amy Grant. And she was, I guess, at the Frank Irwin Center in Austin, Texas. And we got to go, and I was pumped.
Didn't you sing Amy Grant in one of your school productions?
Fifth grade talent show. Me and my friend Kristen and Hailey, we sang in the year of 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Mm. Whatever that was. I'm Galileo or something.
Yeah.
I'm Galileo. Wow. Even on the darkest night, oh, I will find the shining light of our love.
Or something like that.
I did a spin, but we didn't have cordless mics, so we would get tangled. It was good times.
So Amy Grant is someone that you've met a couple times since then.
Oh, yeah. You brought her in one time to surprise me. You blindfolded me, and she came in.
I called it the Bird Box Special.
Yes.
Way before Bird Box.
Yeah, you were way ahead of the Bird Box curve. Way ahead. And so that was super amazing. And then, one time you and I were at some awards thing, and we went up to her because you like knew her better. I don't know. Vince was there, maybe Vince Gill, and you were talking to him. And then I was just standing there awkwardly like, Bobby, like, let me talk to Amy, but I didn't. And then you were like hugging them, and then she looked at me and was like, hi, and I stuck my hand out to like shake her hand. It was so awkward. Awkward.
This is funny.
Yeah. Wait,
Amy's first concert was Amy Grant.
Yeah.
And she lives right down the road.
Yeah.
Stop for a minute, baby, I'm so glad you're mine. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, mine was my first ever concert was at Magic Springs Theme Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and our church group went to watch Diamond Rio, and I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. I was going to watch a real-life band because I had listened to Meet in the Middle 10,000 times on cassette, and so we went, and I remember it. I was 12, I think, 6th grade.
We meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground.
I don't have a cool story about getting to hang out with Diamond Rio. I went to a Blake Shelton video shoot once, and I think it was I'll Name the Dogs, and the lead singer Diamond Rio was there, and I talked to him briefly. But he was in the video, I think, playing in Blake's band.
Yeah.
And so, but we didn't hang out.
Did you say anything like, you're my first concert?
You're my first. Did you know you're my first? I would like to have that'd be fun to have them in, right?
Yeah.
Or even have him
yes.
in. Yes. Because I love Meet in the Middle. It reminds me of going to my youth group at church. Because we would listen to this. We'd go to rodeos, and we'd listen to this all the time. That's my first ever concert, Diamond Rio, at Magic Springs in Hot Springs, Arkansas, which is an amusement park, a theme park, and watching them play. Lunchbox, first ever concert?
Oh, spring of 2000. I was 18 years old. I was a freshman in college at the University of Texas at San Antonio, and they announced Tina Turner at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. And I was like, I am going to be there.
And you love Tina Turner.
I love Tina Turner. And some guy named Lionel Richie was opening for her, and I mean, I wanted to poke my eyeballs out. It was so boring.
Some guy.
And
Lionel. How is Lionel? Lionel Richie's awesome.
Yeah.
And not only, let me say this, I'm not just saying it because we work together on Idol now, but he's like, his music's awesome.
I understand that. But I was ready for the main course of Tina Turner, her 24/7 tour. I mean, come on. It was amazing. Right there in the album moment, it was just like, what up, Tina?
You didn't know Lionel Richie, like, song like?
Caraba, Fiesta, Forever.
No idea.
No.
I mean, he played the piano.
You didn't know.
And he sat on the edge of the stage. I was like, oh my gosh, can we get on with this?
Or a song like, Hello. You know that one?
Is it me you're looking for?
Well, I mean, I know it now, but I didn't know it then.
Thank you.
But yeah, man, Tina, what a concert. Wow, it was amazing. I went with a girl named Lauren, and I went with my mom and dad. Because my mom's a huge fan also.
Who's Lauren?
Lauren's girl from back in the day.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah.
Just a rando.
Did you just take her?
Yeah.
Some random girl you met?
No. I've known her for a few years. You know, we went to middle school and high school together.
Okay, elaborate. Is she a friend or a girlfriend or what?
Is she a friend? You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't know what you're saying.
Doing that?
That's it. That was my concert.
Let's go to our video producer, Eddie. Eddie's got two kids. Eddie, your first ever concert?
It was middle school. I would guess probably in 92. I saw Clint Black at South Padre Island Convention Center.
It's killing time.
Come on.
It's killing me.
And even more importantly, this was the first time I purchased concert tickets. My dad was like, here's my credit card. Just buy it, whatever. And I used to call on the dial phone. And like, it's like, busy. And finally got through, bought the tickets, and we went.
It's funny that most of us went to country concerts because of where we grew up and how we grew up.
Yeah.
Amy is from Austin, Texas. Grew up there. And so you went to see Amy Grant, which was country slash kind of pop at the time.
Yeah, slash Christian.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Eddie is from South Texas.
Yeah, McAllen.
And they love Clint Black in South Texas.
We loved all country down there.
And I'm from Arkansas, so it was anything.
Yeah.
It was anything. And Lunchbox went to Tina Turner. But Morgan number two is from Kansas. And Morgan number two is 25, our head of digital. What was your first concert?
Shania Twain.
That's a big one to go to.
That's huge.
Where was that?
Oh, gosh.
It wasn't at the gas station. It had to be at, like, Arrowhead Stadium or something, right?
I think it was at the Coliseum, if I remember correctly, because the arena that's there now didn't exist when she came. But I still remember I reached up and I touched her hand and she was wearing her leopard outfit with red lipstick on, and I will never forget that moment.
You had close enough seats to touch Shania?
Yes.
How rich were you?
It was just like
real rich.
Wow.
I'm glad you asked.
Going to country concerts in Kansas is like the thing that you do.
Yeah.
So that's what you pay for. Mm. That's what you spend
your money on.
There you go, Shania Twain. Oh, oh, oh. Well, that's been Get to Know the Bobby Bones Show.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, we are going home, but thank you for listening. You can catch up on everything. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand. On iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. You can listen to the whole thing. You can listen to the Bobbycast, a show I do from my house. Just search that too. All that. Thanks for being here. We would not be able to pay our mortgages or eat our meals without you listening. Right, Amy?
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Bobby Bones.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.